As a reminder, this activity is a simulation. It's important to know that before you become a real PALS observer, it's important to be trained not only on the program itself, but on how to fill out the fidelity checklists for the program. You've just watched Mr. Braxton doing a very good job implementing PALS. We'd like to point out that Mr. Braxton used the script really consistently. You notice that green sheet that he had lists all the PALS activities, describes how to introduce each of them in really clear language. He used that, not because he necessarily needs it, but because having that consistent guide reminds him to do everything he's supposed to. You also notice that he used his timer throughout the lesson, which was also really important because that way his times are consistent. And one other important aspect was he monitored the students throughout the lesson, and he monitored them really well. Not only did he watch the students, but he provided each pair with feedback, and he also made an effort to get to all the pairs in the class throughout the lesson. The combination of those factors makes this a really strong PALS lesson. One thing I'd like to draw your attention to is the quality items. The first quality item, how well did the teacher implement the PALS instructional activities? Mr. Braxton should be rated very well on this item because he implemented the activities in exactly the way they're designed. You'll notice that he used the script to guide him throughout. That was the green sheet that he was referring to. And he did all of the activities the way that they're designed and had his students following the correct instructional procedures. The second quality item, how well did the teacher monitor the students? Mr. Braxton should be considered to have done very well with that component for a number of reasons. First of all, he attempted to get to all of his pairs throughout the lesson so he could watch to see whether his students were doing what they should be doing. And we can assume that he was strategic about the students that he worked with. In other words, he would have chosen to work with students who needed the most support on the activities they needed help with. What was also good about his monitoring was that he gave really specific positive feedback to his students about what they were doing, and he provided clear instructions to them about how to improve their implementation. Both of those things make his monitoring very strong. You also notice that he was holding the orange Watching PALS Pairs checklist card, which is a tool for him to use to remember the key elements of the activity and what students should be doing throughout. That helps him decide what sorts of things he needs to focus on with the students. That's a great part of his monitoring strategy.